Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Got a text for you, Michael.
I'm ready.
I live in Ingleside. 95-year-old mother I take care of, and my wife is handicapped. I grew up in Northbrook, near where I live now. I rent my home. My landlord is a great person and will sell me the home for a discount. That's when I want to talk to David. Me, right? But I need a 75-gallon water heater. Do I qualify? I don't know what do I qualify means, but... Oh, do I qualify for the free...
For the sale?
Yeah, for the...
It is running on 40 and 50 gallons, not on a 75-gallon power vent or a 75-gallon, you know, atmospheric vent.
Can you put in 240s? Is that a dumb question?
No, okay. And that might be cheaper with the pricing that I'm, you know, going to share with everybody today. You might actually be able to do two for cheaper than a 75-gallon.
Is there a perk to having two 45s versus a 75?
Like, in all honesty, I do not believe so. You know, okay. If we can stay with one tank, you know, it's less maintenance. You're not maintaining water heaters.
That makes sense.
You're maintaining one, and generally to put in two, plumbing, gas, vent.
More labor.
You're adding more things to
it. So. But don't you need the space, right?
Yeah, you definitely need the space.
But a 75-gallon is so huge that putting two 40 vents or 40 gallons in side by side really doesn't take
much. Plus, you get that extra 5 gallons. How about that?
And we would do a free estimate for her Ingleside, no problem.
All right, so you'll be calling 224 after the show or maybe during the next break to talk to him in a little more detail.
All right.
All right, so let's talk about the special, why our listeners should care about your special, and compare the cost if they were to not use your special that you're about to launch right now and went into a big box store, what's the savings?
Yeah, if you went into a big box store, you called a major plumbing company in our area, I'm going to save you a bunch of money. And my partner's on vacation right now, so his son Jack, you're going to need to, when you call us, say the name Jack, and for a 40-gallon atmospheric vent for a standard installation, we're going to supply and install that and haul away the old water heater for $11.95.
What? Okay, so everybody here, like, that's great. I know nothing about... What would it typically be without the special?
If you were calling through, you know, us directly, $1,500, $1,600. Wow. But
some of the big box stores are like $2,500.
$2,000, $2,400 all day long.
And those,
when I say this is a sale...
It's a sale.
It's a ridiculous price. Sure. And they think, you know, they owe Jack for that. This is something he wanted to do to get our inventory down in the warehouse. Kevin can tell you. It's overflowing with stock. And a 50-gallon would be $12.95.
Is Jack the guy that ordered too many of these to begin with?
Who's the guy that made the mistake? I got
to
figure that out.
He's trying to dig himself out of an overstock situation, a little too much money tied up in the warehouse. So, yes, that's why we're saying Jack. So when his dad gets back from vacation and is scheduling these
Those hot water heaters better be out of here.
Yeah, and he's seeing the prices that they're going out the door for. Yeah, then he won't be looking at me. Should be looking at his son, Jack.
Got it. Nice. I like how you're saying it's not Mike's special. Yeah, it's Jack's special.
It's an incredible price. I mean, anyone in the business, you will not find a better price than that.
224, who you're going to call during the next break, just texted back. They currently have two 40-gallon.
Perfect.
So there you go.
So you're all set.
You know what? If we could, I'm going to have Kevin go into the office, and I'll have Kevin call them now.
Okay. Well, nice. We will give you the number after Kevin stops eating his cheese crackers and drinks his protein shake on the air. Can't hear that.
If you know Kevin, that will not take long.
That's
really fast.
We got a texter at a Ford operating base in Afghanistan. Just said that sounds like somebody's eating a cheese cracker. Here's a guy in a Ford operating base. In Afghanistan, wants to know what flavor, if it's cheese or peanut butter. And I'll let you know, soldier, thank you for your service. It looks like peanut butter, right? Because I guess they down those in the
cheese cracker with the peanut butter.
Okay,
filling.
Well, so thanks, Kev. Both. There you go, Kev.
Oh, that, those are wild.
It's an excellent choice, Kev.
High in protein, Kevin. Nice job. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Would Mike come to Mundelein to replace my 15-year-old tank? I am 76 and think I may need one. I don't know what being 76 has to do with anything, but you like helping experienced homeowners.
Absolutely.
So you,
yeah, all they've got to do is give us a call, 847-406-8883, or go to WGNplumber.com.
Cool. Right. And like we talked about, after 10 years, you're kind of on borrowed time with a hot water heater, right?
You,
I mean, even if I had regular maintenance on it and everything else, which most people don't do, yep, you know, they're not getting their tanks flushed or whatever service you guys do, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So no, chances are they need it.
Yeah, if your water heater is, you know, 8 to 12 years old, you know, you could look at doing preventative maintenance, but this would be the time to do something like that. So this is going to run for the entire month of May.
Nice. That's awesome.
All right, so we got a texter in here. Please let Mike know that I used CenterGuard for the first time this week to have my water heater drained, which was a promotion you had mentioned during the last appearance you made on the show. The guys were super nice and efficient. I mentioned that I listened to WGN, and they honored the $99 special, which I really appreciate. Thanks, Karen, from 847. So there you go.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the business.
Happy listener. So, okay, Karen got her tank flushed. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is hopefully that tank is going to last longer. You know, when you're doing that, you're not just getting the sediment out of the bottom, you're also increasing the efficiency of that tank. And if you don't get the sediment out of the bottom of that water heater, I've said this a couple times on the air, if you were to take a pot of water and turn it on high on your stove and try to boil it and set a timer, how long would that take? Maybe 10 minutes. If you were to fill that pot of water half full of sand and try to boil it, it's going to take you a really long time, and you're going to spend a lot more money on gas or electric in either instance.
Why would I want to do that, Mike?
Why would you want to boil sand?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Okay.
I mean, we can eat cicadas.
Okay.
We've got minnows with cheese. We got peanut butter cracker guy over here making all the noise.
Okay. Science experiment.
No, it's important.
Got it. Okay. Science experiment.
I thought I'm going to get a beating as I go to the bathroom during the break. He's like, look at me. He's like, why'd you call me out like that?
Yeah.
I'm like, they can hear you chew halfway across the world. All right?
He didn't know.
He's a loud chewer, for God's sakes. That's why we got soundproof doors in here.
That's why that red light's on.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
That's
you're not supposed to eat when the light's on. Yeah, but sure. Kevin's only been here 15 times.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Kevin. It's fine. Nobody noticed. 312-981-7200. Text messages bombing in for you here, Mike. So let's just go. Keep going down. Then we'll hit a break after this. Text, come back with more water heater talk. 312, do they install water heaters? Here's somebody who knows what they're talking about. With sweat joints or shark bite technique? Thank you. Okay. No idea.
Can we have Dave? No. Let's have Dave answer it. Come on. It'll be fun.
Okay, Dave.
What do you think, Dave?
What do you think?
What's a preferred method?
Both. Come on. You start with the sweat joints, and then you go with the shark bite.
Okay.
Because so you're going to do both.
Yeah, you do both. Of course.
I don't like it as a plumber. We actually sweat everything. We don't even use ProPress. Very rarely.
Come on.
The only time we use shark bites is if we need to, because there's water coming through and we can't get the pipe hot enough to sweat it.
Got it.
So that's more of an emergency. A shark bite is a special fitting. If Kevin had a microphone, I would actually let him explain this to you. He's
go ahead.
A pro. Shark bite fitting is basically a coupling with two inserts, and you slide them and they lock into that pipe. And they work, but we prefer to actually sweat that copper.
Mm. Okay, what is sweat? Is that like soldering?
Soldering, yes.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Some people would call it plumber's welding, but obviously not welding.
That goes with my blowtorch training.
And the reason why no press tool? Come on.
We don't press for, if you're doing new construction, a huge project, no problem. But we're plumbers.
We're plumbers.
We're plumbers. If you're going to be a plumber, let's be a plumber. Okay. Let's not take the easy way out.
Okay.
All right, Plumber Talk coming back after these messages. We had some more water tank questions coming your way. These are great, so hold tight, all you texters. We'll get your text answered. Tony, you're going to have to make a run out there to get the printout here, if you don't mind. 312, and even if you do mind, we're going to have you run and get them. 312-981, that's effective management. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam, that's me.
Because oh, I don't that's do you not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19. Okay, 19. A button challenge.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line 847. I'm sorry, I already read that. My 75, here we go, 224. My 75-gallon water heater is 19 years old. Holy smokes. How much if you change it? Thanks. So 75, maybe they don't need a 75-gallon water tank, or maybe they can get away.
I mean, at this point, anyone that's got a high efficiency or a larger capacity water heater, I would keep it. It's one of those things, you know, unless you're just a single person living there by yourself, any of the larger tanks, the high efficiency tanks, are going by the wayside. With the restrictions for energy and efficiency, you know, those tanks are going to disappear, and you're not going to be able to replace them in the very near future. So, you know, that's just up to you whether or not you want to do something like that. But for any of the listeners that are listening now, all you've got to do is text us pictures. You're a text away from install today. That's a logo that we use. You can literally text us, and if you text us the pictures before noon and agree to the price, we'll have that water heater, if it's in stock, a stock item, installed same day. So anyone that needs a quote on a 75-gallon power vent water heaters, electric water heaters, anything outside, or any plumbing for that matter, outside of what I'm talking about today, all you've got to do is text us at 847-406-8883. And with those pictures, we can actually let you know what your cost is going to be before we ever step in your home. And we're going to save you any kind of service fees or anything to come out there, just to give you an estimate.
8423. No idea where that is.
Neither.
My Rheem water heater, listen to this, is 27 years old and going strong. Makes me nuts when you and Lou say a water heater lasts 10 years. Is my very old heater just built better?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. If I'm going to be honest with you, sure. You know, I think we can look at cars. We can look at
most things.
We can look at faucets.
Uh-huh. All appliances.
You know, all the plastic. Yeah, I mean, it literally is a problem for anyone. You know, Rob can probably say that maybe on systems, boilers, and things like that. I mean, I know Jeremy sees it.
All products.
Yeah, right? it's definitely a 26-year-old or a 19-year-old water heater, in my opinion. Yeah, it was definitely built different, and you know, a lot of villages now are adding so much chlorine to the water to protect the water lines that they're supplying to your home, that it does cause things to break down a little faster.
815, just replaced my 50-gallon water tank. We'll edit that out. I just replaced my 50-gallon hot water heater, but did not know I could have used a high-efficiency one. I replaced my furnace a year earlier and did that in high efficiency. Now I have an exhaust coming off the water heater going into a large metal exhaust going up to the roof. The 4-inch exhaust coming off the tank has an open end wide off it. Should and how can I get this corrected?
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, we're talking exactly about that. And this might be a case where if they've got a B-vent chase, which would be, it would look just like a tubular aluminum, steel, silver coming down through a laundry room or into a basement, we might just have to remove that T or Y and connect it. It all depends on the sizing. And I would think that you could call Lindemann for that. You could send us pictures for that, and we could direct you in the direction you need to go.
All right, we got 773. If you haven't had your water tank drained after 5 years, okay, so 5 years into a water tank, can you still have it drained without damaging the tank? Does there anything about draining your tank do any damage to it?
No, it's not going to damage the water heater by draining it. It might be hard to get, you know, depending where you live. You know, if you're in Rockford, You know, Rockford is renowned for heavy sand and water heaters. Sometimes we actually have to take the drain valve off the water heater to actually get that sand out of there or whatever that sediment might be. The only thing that could happen is maybe you have a drip or something off the drain valve, and we could replace that if necessary. But I would not be afraid of that.
Texts keep coming in. 630, doesn't the settlement sediment. Yeah, that too.
Right. No, you said it how it was written, but it's sediment.
All right. You want to read it?
Yeah. Doesn't the sediment...
Take that.
Zing. Doesn't the sediment exist below the drain? We've talked about this, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, it actually
in
does.
Other words, the sediment drain out since the settles below the drain. So how do you address that? Because there is a thin line.
There is, to avoid the weld.
Right.
You know, they don't want to put the drain well or drain valve on the actual well at the bottom of the water heater.
So I'm not getting 100%.
You're not going to get 100% out of it, but what the technique that we use, you know, it will get the majority of the sediment out of there. The stuff that's actually cooked to the bottom of the water heater, we can't do anything with.
Comment about the shark bite comment. All right. Shark bite fittings are relying on gaskets to make the seal. Those gaskets will eventually go bad, and then you will need to replace them. Properly soldering pipe will let properly soldered pipe. There you go. English is my first language. Will last forever, which is basically what you guys were saying earlier.
Absolutely, it's definitely preferred.
All right, this text is from Wayne. Because he put his name, or she put his name.
Maybe they live in Wayne.
Maybe they. No, it says, thanks, Wayne. Oh. Hi, David. Thanks, great Wayne. Show. Would you ask the plumbers if it's okay to drain/flush your hot water tank into an ejector pump pit? It's the only sewer exit in the basement. Will it clog the pump? Thanks, Wayne.
Generally speaking, anything heavy is probably going to go and sit in the bottom of the trap below the floor, because it's going into a floor drain before it goes into your ejector pump. And the ejector pump has a screen on it to the point where any fine particles like that shouldn't cause you a problem with the ejector pump.
Well, what if, I just hooked up a hose to that drain and then took the hose straight to my ejector pump, right? It's not hitting a floor drain.
That's basically what they're saying.
Okay, got it.
Generally, a ejector pit is sealed completely.
Sure.
So they do have plugs on them. Sometimes you could remove that and put a hose into it, but preferably you'd want to run that hose into the floor drain, which will make its way into the ejector pit. If you don't have a floor drain or ejector, then we would have to drain it outside. If it's in a basement, we would actually bucket drain it and take it to a laundry sink or take it outside.
Got it. Okay.
Before we hit the break here, what is the name and the warranty that goes with the tanks you are offering at your substantially discounted rate? So Kevin's dad, Keith, what's his name?
Jack.
Jack's dad doesn't kill him.
Yeah, he's going to kill him. I'm sure of that. But we're using Bradford White water heaters, which is a very high-grade professional water heater. This isn't a cheap, box store 3-year warranty. These are 6-year warranty, 40-gallon or 50-gallon atmospheric vent with 40,000 BTUs. So they're not even a low BTU, or these are quality water heaters.
Installed, old one removed, new one installed,
yes.
Hooked up, ready to go for how much?
Standard installation, 40-gallon for $11.95, 50-gallon for $12.95.
And they typically, a 40 would go for how much without this special?
Oh, we're $1,500, $1,600, and that's cheaper than anyone already.
Okay.
Well, you can go online right now and see that hot water heater, just the hot water heater, is almost $1,100, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not sending a professional out. That's not doing all the work.
Taking the old one out.
Yeah, and we're going to haul it away for you.
And we're going to haul. Yeah.
The only thing we don't take is the box the new one came in.
So is it special? Joe is the guy's name?
Jack.
Jack.
You're almost never going to get this right.
Yeah, you've got to say. You've got to say.
You're going to guess everybody else's name besides Jack.
Yeah, we're going to blame Jack.
Remember Johnny, right?
It's so
Johnny.
Is it safe to say Jimmy's never going to be like going to not get a paycheck until about Hanukkah?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
it's coming right out of his paycheck.
Of his back. All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to get a hold of Johnny and get this free tank.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
And what's the name they have to say?
Jack.
Jack. Okay. Don't say Johnny. Wow. Say anything with a J, WGN Homes Home Chicago, you're in.
Yeah.